It's a Good Life, coming to you from Central Baptist Church, located at 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
Our study in the book of John takes us now to chapter 10. Jesus speaking in verse 1 says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber." I'm told that in olden times, and possibly in times that we live in, where the sheep is, where they're being kept, that on many occasions there's a place that's made for them for protection to spend the night. It's called the sheepfold. This is a place that there was one way in and one way out. One way in was the door. And I am also told, and as I've studied, that in olden times that the shepherd would lay down in that door. He would station himself across that door so that nothing could get in there that would harm the sheep. No bears, no lions, no whatever it might be that might harm the sheep. He would lay there and he would protect the sheep. Jesus said, "Truly, truly, I say unto you, or verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door." Now, the door of the sheepfold, there was one way in and one way out, and that was the door. And then today, and we're going to read in just a few moments, who is the door, who says he is the door into the sheepfold. Now, this is not speaking, of course, when someone says, I am the door. He's not speaking of the fact that he is a physical door. We're going to see that in just a few moments. But remember, the shepherd was to protect the sheep. That shepherd guarded the sheep at all times. Verse 2 of chapter 10 says, "But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep." The shepherd. He is the one who would go in and protect the sheep. He was the only one who was supposed to be in there guarding his sheep because they are his sheep. He is the shepherd. Verse 3, Jesus said, "To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out." Now, once again, I'm told that the shepherds who would guard the sheep would actually get to a point of really knowing that shepherd, that they would hear his voice, and they would follow the shepherd where he would want them to go. He would lead them out into the pastures. And by the way, he would lead them to the green pastures. He would take them where the food was the best. Verse 4 says, "And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice." Now, there may have been some sheep who got mixed in with his sheep at one time or another, but his sheep always knew his voice, and they would follow him because he was their shepherd. Verse 6 says, "This parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them." Verse 7, "Then said Jesus unto them again, Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep." Jesus now is getting personal here. He's saying that he is the door, that he is the one who is guarding the sheep. Now, verse 8 goes on to say, "All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them." The true sheep of God listen to the voice of Jesus. The true sheep of God are the ones who have entered by the door. The door, once again, Jesus said, "I am the door." We are the sheep once we enter by the door. Jesus protects us as saved people, as those who have trusted him as Lord and Savior. He's using this parable to get across a spiritual truth to the people who are standing about. Verse 7 again says, "And Jesus said unto them again, Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep." And we go back and we read that if someone tries to come in other than through the door, that they are they're robbers and thieves. And there's only one way to really get into the sheepfold, into the fold of God, and that is through the door, Jesus Christ. many people are trying many different ways, as they have all throughout history of mankind. They've tried many different ways of getting to heaven. There's only one way. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus said, I am the door. People try many different ways to get into heaven. Jesus says they're robbers and thieves. You've got a lot of false teachers and a lot of false prophets out there who claim to be of God, but they're really not God. They are really not the door to heaven. They are not the door to eternal life. There is only one door, and that is Jesus Christ. He is God. He is the Savior of the world. He's the Savior of mankind. He shed His blood that all people could know Him as Savior and go to heaven. Jesus said in verse 7 once again, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. There's no doubt what He's speaking of here. He's speaking that if anyone would want to be considered part of the sheep or one of the sheep, they must come through Him, the door. Verse 8, all that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. God has made it possible for those people who are the sheep of God, and that's the saved people of this world, to be able to distinguish those people who are false prophets and those people who claim to be something that they're not. The false prophets and thieves and robbers, they want to have the preeminence, and they want to say that they are of God, and some of them even say they are God. But there's only one God. That is Jesus Christ, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Well, the same thing goes on today. There's many charlatans today who claim to be apostles of God. We know by studying the Word of God there are no apostles today. These people will claim to be able to raise the dead, heal the sick, and do many other things that they say they're doing because they are of God. Well, how many times do they give God the glory for the things that take place that they say they are doing? You see, Jesus always gave God the Father the glory because He came to be a witness for God the Father. He came to give glory to God the Father. And when we give glory to Jesus, we're actually glorifying the Heavenly Father. Well, we're glorifying Jesus, but in turn, that means we're glorifying the Father. Why? Because He loves His only begotten Son. But you see, He loved the world so much, the Bible tells us, that God sent His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. How can He do this? Because He is the door. He is the one we enter into the sheepfold by, and He is the one who protects us. He protects us because once we are born again, we have eternal life. The word eternal means forever, never ending. You know, I once heard a person speaking, and this person was talking about everlasting. And the word hell came up. And this person said, well, you know, people teach that people are going to go to hell and they're going to be there forever and ever and ever. And he said that the word everlasting really doesn't mean everlasting. It means it's a period of time. Well, I don't know where this fellow went to school. I don't know how smart this man is, but I do know that he's ignorant. He does not believe the Word of God. And let me say this. I'm not casting judgment upon anyone. I'm simply saying the Word of God does that. The Word of God says that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. If we do not believe the Word of God, there is no way that we're going to go to heaven, because Jesus is the Word of God. When He says everlasting, He means what He says. It's everlasting. We either have everlasting eternal life, if we must have eternal life, or we don't have eternal life. It's not forever. We can't have it both ways. We can't say that hell is not everlasting. It's just a period of time. And we can't say that we have life everlasting if we believe that hell is not everlasting. Now, God has told us plain in His Word that when a person dies without Jesus Christ, that person goes immediately into hell. Luke 16 once again talks about that, how the rich man was in hell immediately after his death. And I got news for you. That rich man is still in hell today. Over 2,000 years ago, we read that the scriptures written, how that Jesus spoke these words, and it was over 2,000 years ago, and that man, it was not a parable, but it was a real man, a real person who went to hell. Well, that person is still in hell today. He's going to be there until the white throne judgment. And then he's going to be cast into the lake of fire. You say, well, I thought a person went forever into hell. Well, that person is going to be tormented forever and ever. That person is going to come out and stand before God, who is Jesus Christ, the judge, the Bible teaches us. That person who is in hell today will stand before the judge, and the judge, Jesus Christ, the one who wants to save everybody today, becomes the judge, and he will say, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. They will be cast into the lake of fire forever and ever and ever to be tormented. Well, the Bible says that Jesus is the door. If a person wants to be saved from an eternal hell, they must receive Jesus Christ. They must go through the door. Verse 8 says, all that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. Once we get saved, we have the Holy Spirit, and I've said this over and over. We have the Holy Spirit within us who leads us into all truth. A person who is saved and stays in the Word of God, listens to the Word of God, they listen to Jesus Christ, His words, they will not be confused, and they will be able to spot a charlatan when that charlatan comes along and tries to get them to believe what he or she is saying. By the way, there is no such person, no such individual in churches today who are pastors or are women. Now, this may insult some people, but you need to wake up. There is no place in the Bible where it says a woman is to be a pastor or a deaconess. The Bible says deacon. The first seven deacons were chosen men of God. And the pastor, the Bible says, is a man of God, not a woman. The husband of one wife. Since when did a woman become the husband? Now, this is something because today people are changing genders. They're trying to say that a woman can marry another woman. One's a husband and one is the wife. That is the height of hypocrisy. If you're born a woman, you're a woman. If you're born a man, you're a man. You can't change that because God has set down the order of life. In the beginning, God created. He created male and female, created He them. Now, God loves you today, and He wants you to know and not to be confused. If you're a saved person and you're confused today, you need to get into the Word of God. Quit making excuses and start living for God. Listen to what He has to say, and you won't be confused. Study the Word of God and listen to Jesus Christ. He is the door. If you've been saved, you've entered through that door. If you're not saved, if you're trusting someone or something else to take you to heaven, then you're trying to enter another way, and you're a robber and a thief. And you need to get saved today. Let Jesus Christ come into your heart. Let Him save you, teach you, and protect you. The Bible says in Romans chapter 10, verse 9, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Ask Jesus into your heart today. Admit you're a sinner and you can't save yourself. You need a Savior. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.